we are praising the judiciary, that the judiciary is independent, cannot be intimidated by the executive. As it has recently turned out, the executive intends to intimidate the judiciary by appointing or removing the senior judicial officers and appointing the people who they think should go by their wish, by dictating that all judicial matters which are before the court should be ruled in their favor. It has shown that the judiciary is independent because the judge ruled that the decision by the trial society was ultra-vires, and he did not have the powers to write the speaker to declare the seats, over 50 seats of the members of parliament of MMD vacant, because nullify them because the party was not registered, or did not pay to the trial society the dues that are supposed to be given to the trial society. Unfortunately, the two branches which he referred to were known to us that they were branches. What we know is that those branches have been swapped by prosecuting funds. They are not our branches. And the law indicates and stipulates that all those two branches should report to the district secretary in a particular district and not to the national secretary of the party. We were properly registered and we've been renewing and reporting to the 12, reporting the report to the 12 society every year and we're up to date. The former ruling party, the biggest opposition in the country, where we think that the idea was to try and kill democracy, which the same party which was trying to be registered fought for in the early 90s.
According to the ruling, an option of a fine should have been considered, which means that MMD failed indeed to pay what it is legally obligated to pay. Why did your party fail to abide by the law?
There is so much confusion in the same arrangement, because those same branches are supposed to report to the district secretary in their respective district and not the national chairman, national secretary of the party. So we were not aware that those branches existed. If we were aware, we could have been able to even to pay or to surrender the branches to the Minister of Society. They were not our branches, that's why we were not paying for them. And earlier on, there was a law which was passed that any organization which has more than 100 branches, they should be exempted. And we tried to apply to the Trial Society for the exemption, but they were not given.
Now, let me ask you, you said those were not your branches. Who branches are they then? Because the court said that a fine should have been imposed on the MMD. So if those branches are not your branches, whose branches or political parties are those?
Oh, in the early 1992 in particular, those branches were registered under MMD, but they did not fall directly under the National Secretary, the AMPIC. They fell under the District Secretary of the respective council, District Council. And those branches should have reported to the District Council and not the National Secretary. Hence, the National Secretary did not know their existence. At that time, in 2004, a law was passed in Parliament to say that all those branches must report to the district secretary. We did not know about these branches because they were not affiliated to us. Hence, our ignorance on the existence of those branches. But suffice to say that if it was that, the Retail Society should have been kind enough to remind us to say these branches which belong to you should be paid for. You owe so much. Obviously, we objected earlier on that we do not know these branches, but he was not prudent enough to convince us. But he went straight for, he went straight on very punitive measures by directing the former ruling party. They did not want us to exist.
You said that the judiciary has proved that it is independent. Now, your party first accused the ruling party, the Patriotic Front, of trying to undercut the judiciary. So are you admitting that indeed Zambia's judiciary is independent and that it did not kowtow to any political pressures? Are you admitting that?
Yes, I am. Because it has come out very clear that the judiciary has seen it very clear that it is not possible to direct a former ruling party which has more than 50 members of parliament on pretext that one of its branches or for the two of its branches did not pay a fee. That is the best. Why do they go to their respective branches and ask them to pay?
What does this ruling do for democracy in Zambia, in your view?
Well, it does show that democracy will flourish if the judiciary will act the way they've acted. Because if, they, for example, we were registered, we have one third of the number in parliament, which meant that if MMB was registered, it would have meant that parliament would not participate in laws which require two thirds. Because they would not be able to meet that number. But now they're able to meet the full house. So we are only advising the Patriotic Front that they should stop the political games, let them be what they're supposed to do in a democracy, where they allow other parties to coexist, the opposition in particular.